the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, Joe Kent, posted a resignation letter this morning saying he was quitting because he, quote, cannot in good conscience back the Iran war. In his letter, Kent said Iran posed, quote, no imminent threat to our nation, unquote. NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie is with us now to tell us more about this. Good morning, Greg.
Hi, Michelle.
So, Greg, this is a name that is probably not that well known outside of national security circles. So how significant is this resignation?
Yeah, it's still significant. He's the first high-profile member of the Trump administration to resign over the war in Iran. And it's coming from somebody who's not been a critic of Trump. It's somebody who's been a very, very strong supporter of the president. And the way he did it was also noteworthy. This is a very blunt letter on X addressed to President Trump. And let me just read the full quote that you noted in the intro there. I cannot in good conscience support the ongoing war in Iran. Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation. And it is clear that we started this war due to pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby. And then he goes on to say that he supported Trump in his three presidential campaigns and said that until last June, when the U.S. and Israel attacked Iran, that President Trump, quote, understood the wars in the Middle East were a trap that robbed America of the precious lives of our patriots.
Greg, tell us a bit more about Joe Kent and his background in the national security community.
Yeah, very full background. He's a former Green Beret. He had 11 combat deployments in Iraq and the Middle East, very much part of the veterans community who think those wars were misguided. He ran for Congress as a Republican in Washington State in 2022 and 24, lost both times. And then last year, when Trump became president for the second time, he became the acting chief of staff to Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence. He was on that infamous signal chat with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and other senior national security officials at the start of the bombing campaign in Yemen a year ago. He was confirmed as head of the National Counterterrorism Center by the Senate last July, but there was strong criticism from some Democrats. Washington's Democratic Senator Patty Murray described him as, quote, a conspiracy theorist who espoused white supremacist views. She also said he pushed, quote, offensive and false conspiracy that the January 6th insurrection was somehow a deep state plot.
So complicated background. You know, one thing that people may remember for who may perhaps followed his political campaigns or his confirmation fights, he lost his wife in the Middle East several years ago. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, his wife was Shannon Kent, a U.S. Navy senior chief petty officer and a highly respected cryptologist. She was supporting U.S. operations against ISIS in northern Syria when she was one of four service members killed in a suicide bombing attack in 2019, and the couple had two sons.
So before we let you go, to what extent are we seeing opposition to the Iran war among Republicans and Trump supporters?
Some, not a lot. You've seen it among some prominent podcasters, Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly. So we are seeing elements of that, but you wouldn't call it widespread at this point.
That is NPR's Greg Myrie. Greg, thanks.
Sure thing, Michelle.